Florence is coming.
Florence is coming.
Maybe move Mary over.
Today is February 19th, 2004. It's 9:07 a.m., and this is the first hour of the third and final Northern Dialectical Forum.
They're over there for today is Thursday, February 19th, 2004, at 9:07 a.m., and this is the first recording.
I like strong coffee.
Is it strong?
Uh-uh.
I don't know that coffee maker, so I don't know how strong it is.
When you get older, your taste buds lose their...
They get wore out.
Well,
it's
just
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that why little kids don't like Brussels sprouts?
Maybe.
Because they have so many.
Strong taste buds.
Well, maybe April and I could open with the Lord's Prayer.
Sure.
Come over there. Agayutam Molitwa. Agayumachbet Hamani Etzkak. Dangichduk Adchen. Agayuin Teskiu Piuchjujin Piuchjegok. Chali Nunami Chestun Kilachmi. Minachgut Huanguda Achanachbak Nachkanach. Chali Prastichgut Krikabet. Chestun Huanguda Prastiabet Sultupet. Chali Ahut Nilchgut Asil Mochman Anechduchgut Asil Mochman. Elbet Lam Chali Tug Newton Chali Tan Gichtun. Agayum chali awakutan chali dan giskak anachnachan. Imaut dawaut ikwinani. Amen.
So what I have on the agenda now is introductions, which we did last time. So, I know that everybody here knows everybody already, and most of us were already gathered just 2 weeks ago. So would you like to do introductions? If not, we can skip it. So no?
Sue's is the one that didn't introduce herself on the camera.
Also, maybe in 50 years, someone's looking at the recording, they might not know who everyone is.
Good enough.
But we could just do short ones.
Well, I guess I'll start to take the pressure off of anybody else. So I'll try my best to do it a little bit soon. Kui Shana Hegna, Ilanka Achwanach Liwat, Chali Fort Lyons Met, Adika Ivan Lukin, Mamaka Nyon Weber, Mama Huaka Kathy Alvin, Apaka Afoni Lukin, Emeka Zenaida Sheratin. Okay, my name is Shana Hegna, and my family is from Afadnak and Fort Lyons. My father is Ivan Lukin. My mother is Naomi Weber. My stepmother is Kathy Alvin, and my grandparents are Afoni and Zenaida Lukin. So, Mary, would you like to introduce yourself?
Queen Mary Peterson, my maiden name. I was married two times. Willie Eagles got first and Walter's now. They're both gone. My parents, Tiffin and Christina Peterson. And they were raised in my dad was raised in Ayakoya, but moved to Akiat and go to Carlisle when I started going to school. And my brothers. And I was able to go to Carlisle when I had to go to school. But I'm still living out there. I'm still living in out there. I go back and forth, anchored here in Cold Gas because of my children and grandchildren. right now, my oldest son, Ralph, and this guy, his mother-in-law is not doing too well. My daughter, Judy, called Jenny's place this morning, and Ralph called her looking for me, and because I paid for them. But I've been in kind of good church and just kind of for her. Anyone I know that's sick, I do. And don't feel good. And I think she's 91 years old. Every summer she came up to Anchorage, but this summer she didn't. Last summer she didn't. I'm still living out there. I suppose that the winter I'm all over Anchorage and here. When it gets good, like a butterfly, I get back home. Like the two looks.
Kasi kwak miwa ko kasi pata wa. Kasi kwak miwa.
My name is Jenny Zeter. My parents are teacher and Upper Cynthia Peterson. I was born in Carl, grew up in
Green Fred Coylon from Kajukwa, Kapia. My dad, Fred Senior, was he didn't have a family. He was raised by his uncle. So his parents died when he was six, and the other one died when he was four. And then he had two sisters, and I think they both died too. So he was his uncle raised him. That's my dad's side. My mom's side is with the Farsovich family in Akka. I have six children, and I live in Koyak. I live in Akka during the summer.
Hui April Lactonin Counselor, Aptahatna Ishik, Ilanka Kalukhniwat Chali Ahonakmak. Wika Jeremy Counselor, Mamaka Esther Furio, Adaka Jerry Lactonin, Adahuaka Tony Furio, Maluk Puchdet, Puchdungtwa Siska Chali Lady. Oh, am I supposed to say it in English? I'm April Lactonin Counselor. My Aleutic name is Ishik, which is owl. My family is from Karluk and Afognak. My husband is Jeremy Counselor. My mother is Esther Furio. My father is Jerry Lactonin. My stepfather is Tony Furio, and I have two dogs named Siska and Lady.
Queen Nicolai, Nicholas, Nicholas, because it cooked me up to Sanga, because it cooked me Adaka, Yasun, Hapataka, Lizan, locally, and how's your grandpa?
Grandpa?
Grandpa, Palikar, Kaluki, Mawaka, Akshinya, Yakanak, maiden name Ha.
Hui Irene Coyle, maiden name Ka Peterson, Anama Jenny Zeder, Adama Lawrence Stepan, Tukusha Asukbe Lechma, Grandpama Deacon Peterson, Grandmama Persenia Peterson. My name is Irene Coyle, my maiden name is Peterson, my mother's name is Jenny Zeder, Peterson Zeder, and my dad's Lawrence Stepan. He died before I was born. My grandparents are Deacon and Epresina Peterson.
I only have to do this once in English, but I can say hui. Susan Malutin. My mom was Nona Hubley, whom I just recently lost, and I miss her terribly, very much. And my grandparents, Nadja Chernoff from Chirikoff Islands, John Hubley from here, my other grandparents, Isaac from Nova Scotia, and then Nikrosov from Afognak. And then two other sets of grandparents from Afognak and great-grandparents. So again, I don't have to repeat it. thank you.
Hui Florence, Matt Faye Christensen, Pestrikoff. Boy, when you're put on the spot, it kind of goes blank. I'm originally from Akiak, and then Old Harbor, and live in Kodiak now. I'm Neskamak Uswilhang Dwa Kolin, Tuanga 35. Shelly, great, Tuanga 12. Why?
We married Nunyama, they were from my mom, Mamaka. My mom, Mamaka, Eagle Harbor, Mukdimok, and Pampaka Christensen, Ralph Christensen, was here. Then, Stwang, 14, Stwang, Stwanga, and then Maluk, great grandchildren. So, Hawaii gets that. I'm married from Old Harbor.
Well, maybe what I'll do now is get all of the not so fun morning announcements out of the way. Teddy, Hannah Marioff was hoping to be able to be here this morning to do a short welcome. Unfortunately, he had to go on some travel for counseling. Not for him to give counseling to others. I guess I should clarify that. He does a lot of volunteer work in the community. So he did want me to tell you that he will miss being here today, and that the information that you share with us today will be invaluable, not only to the Aleutic Museum and the materials we may be developing, but also to the greater Aleutic community. Sven, do you want to say anything?
Well, I'm Fish. Everybody knows me as Fish. Just so you guys know, I'm going to be going around videotaping and doing all the behind the scenes and listening. All right, and please don't be insulted by me taking pictures. It's for the future too. If you guys don't mind, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Again, you heard what I said last time. I appreciate what you guys have to share with our great team and all the learners, and you know, it's just, you guys are doing something wonderful. And I hope that we're able to continue with this, and hopefully we can work with Hannah on getting more funding on a project like this, or continue projects like this, so that we meet at least 4 times a year, trying to get the seasonalities, and work on more than just the Northern Language Forum, work on different things. Like last time, you guys did wonderful songs, and I was sad I had to not be there for half of it, but at the same time, you had the video recordings. But thank you guys for taking your time.
You want to introduce yourself? I'm sorry, I forgot about you.
No, that's okay.
Everybody else had to do it.
Yeah, everybody else had to do it. You got to do it for the future.
Well, I got the power to turn it off. Kui igasuk nunyakmut. I'm a fisherman from Old Harbor. I direct a museum. My mom is right here. She already said everything about my family. One more thing. Can I get you two to move over to those two seats?
Sure.
Please. Thank you. That will make this a lot easier.
The weather was bad. I couldn't think.
Well, I think as all of you know, I'm going to go ahead and go through more of the announcements, which aren't very much fun, but I'd like to get them out of the way as soon as possible. That's basically to let you know what the purpose of the gathering is. And I think all of you know this anyway, because you went to the last one or two gatherings. But basically what we're trying to do is get elders across the island together to share stories, visit over a cup of tea or coffee, whichever you prefer, in a relaxed atmosphere where we could record the Aleutic language. Specifically, we're targeting word variances between the villages. And over the last couple of gatherings, we've gotten well over 2 pages of just words that are different from village to village. As you know before, from our last gathering, recording traditional Aleutic songs, and just getting together to chat. So that's the purpose of the gatherings. And I think I have had all of you during the last get-together fill out a certificate of gift and release agreement. But if you didn't get a chance to fill this out last time, if you could just grab one. You just have to put out your mailing address and the date, and then sign on the back. But all of you that were here last time know that this is an agreement which basically gives the museum the right to own the recording, so that we could create materials based on the knowledge that you share here and the Aleutic language. And we create everything from Aleutic language calendars to children's books, translating children's books. To one of our greatest projects this year is going to be creating an interactive Aleutic language website so that people across the world can have access to the Aleutic language. So at any rate, if you haven't had a chance to fill one of these out, I'll leave the forms up there, and if you could just fill it out before you leave, that would be wonderful. Let's see. Now, there's a couple of things that are going to be going on today, as you can tell from your agenda. This morning, we're just going to have relax, talk about stories, share information. Whatever you guys would like to talk about is what we'll talk about this morning. So it's up to you. At 11:45, I've got down that the Canna Vans will be meeting us here at the Wellness Center and taking us over to the Shunyak Tribal Council. Is there anybody here that would prefer to take their own vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
okay. Is there anybody maybe I should put it this, is there any way that anybody who needs a ride over to the Shunack Tribal Council for a subsistence potluck?
Mm-hmm.
Just you guys? Okay. Perhaps we can arrange for you guys to ride with other people, so, and then I can just cancel with Nan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got
yeah,
room
yeah,
in
yeah
my
we
car.
Can.
I've
okay,
got
room.
That
yeah.
sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
She could go with her and I will go with
you. Okay.
I'm a guitar.
Oh, I can. I have room.
I
have
room
too.
So.
That way we
can. Mary could go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Put on chicko.
Huh?
Put on chicko.
Oh.
What did he say?
He's gonna walk.
No, I haven't heard it say. Did you know what he said?
Yeah.
I'm kind of get added words in there. Koyana,
as soon as I'm done with these morning, I can't do the morning announcements in the lunatic, or else I would. I swear. Let's see. So what I'll do is I'll just call and cancel the Canavans then, because then we don't have to worry about being on their schedule. We can just come and go as we please. Now, at 11:45, we'll break. We'll all drive over to Shunack Tribal Council, and we're having a subsistence potluck there. We've sent out notices to all the Native organizations on the island, so I hope you guys are hungry. And hopefully, we'll also have a small award ceremony and a couple of representatives from the organizations that have sponsored these gatherings to come up and say a few words, so it should be a lot of fun. Around 1 o'clock, we'll come back, give or take a few minutes, depending on the schedule. And during the afternoon, we've dedicated that to word creation. I remember last time we talked about a lot of modern items that are found in classrooms and offices and houses that we don't have names for in Lutic. And I went ahead and did some research and pulled some information from other resources, and so we want to have a final vote before we begin using those as the words across the island, and make sure that it's okay with all of the elders. As well as song creation, we got to review the translations for Happy Birthday and You Are My Sunshine. So we thought we could go over that as well. And if you guys don't want to do that, that's fine. We're just have stories all day. So we're scheduled to break at 4:45, and the Canavans are here in case anybody needs to leave early for some reason. Okay. Are there any questions? No? Okay, maybe we'll break this seriousness, and April and I will sing you a song.
We will.
Yeah.
Which one?
You are my sunshine.
Majaka.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is not the final translation. This is the translation that we came up with Florence and Nick and Nadia Mullen. And so we're going to sing it for you this morning, but we'll work on it this afternoon.
Ashpat Majaka.
Ashpat Majaka, Kasin Majaka, Siluk Sahpen Talumakan, Nathu Jekan, Chestun Kunukanken, Majaka Tunik Yu Hongnak.
We have to have April here because she keeps me in tune.
Just barely.
Well, what I thought, you know, last time, everybody just loved it when we had people singing traditional music songs. And so I was wondering if the people who sang last time would like to sing again.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good.
You know, and what we're talking about, land, I mean, before Lent, you know, everybody celebrate, you know. Used to dance daytime Sunday till 4 o'clock in Hawaii. They played at Home Sweet Home. You know, dance for 7 weeks. That used to be fun.
Just when they're getting fun and lively, and then I'm Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, those were sad songs.
No.
That means it's time to go.
Yeah. That was the dance I was asking you about, the afternoon dance. No kids allowed. They didn't allow us in there. For some reason I was asking why they didn't allow us in there, in that dance. That it was an afternoon dance.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they didn't like you.
No, it was all adults.
How come I went?
Well, that was your house.
Oh, yeah.
They need to dance at Nick's house. Mm-hmm.
Right, Lauren? Mm-hmm. Elders, Akumwakalurban, before then, Gustav Bailada. Because we used to have dances after we become teenagers, 2 hours from 7 to 9, and then from 9 to adults. And that's how, but when we were kids, they never used to have us. Because we were too young.
Didn't want you to get corrupted.
who were the musician, George Phillip?
Yeah, George.
George Phillip, Alfred Julia. Yeah.
Minnie and B.A.
B.A.
You can look somebody up from the phone, Nick, you know, to tell about the stories there.
Simeon is good. Used to play mandolin too.
Yippee!
Yeah, his feet go.
Yippee!
And they used to have that, something like a Mardi Gras or something in the afternoon before. Mm-hmm. I never seen that. Just that one time I remember.
Not Mardi Gras, masquerade.
No, it was. It looked like it might be a
masquerade. That was New Year's.
New Year's.
Parade, it was a parade.
It was a parade, really.
Kind of like a parade, yeah. All dressed up nice.
Yeah.
It's clean, all temple.
Welcome to
New Year.
And then,
And here's a bottle with these tablespoons.
And there was a washboard.
Washboard, yeah.
Washboard, too.
It sounded good. New
Year's.
They used to go all around.
They walk around the village.
Yeah.
The ever come to temple, how can you simply say hi?
I don't know. Hmm.
Warm.
But you guys heard her a dog at way before. Yeah, they didn't need to get drunk.
Why did things change?
Lord God said,
huh?
People.
Think so?
Saturday night, you can go down. Saturday night.
Saturday.
Not all of the time. Sunday, you could down. Except Saturday. Yeah. Any kind of Makina.
I look at it, don't be seen. Allah, Katina.
God, hello, Tim Jolly.
Hey, hello,
today. Tomorrow, all day. That one thing, they never let us go in.
They let the kids in out
later. They said it was like a witch.
Gambling, that's one.
Oh, I forgot you can't understand.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Me too. Sarai and me.
Did your mom speak up?
Nick, remember your dad had a Sarayak right next to your house? Mm-hmm. I remember peeking through the boards. But they were caught up. I didn't understand it, but I remember speaking.
Joe Peterson, I thought Kalam, Alan, no shago. Used to peek and everything. Dying for Kata, check no clue.
Yeah. He said when they got drunk, mischievous talk to drinkers.
That's what you get when you ran away from the fellow.
The
grasses used to be tall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because I remember I used to see them, you know, just long like that, they long.
Oil stoves?
But we used to leave the village too. There was no one in the village at the time. They went to work in Moser Bay and Alatak. Absolutely no one in the village. That's why I guess that's when the grass grew.
It was left alone. I remember going to the village from our camp to check the gardens. There were a lot tall grasses.
Oh yeah, they were tall.
Lots of okayanuks too.
You guys used to have a garden too, a big one, right?
Yeah, we had vegetable gardens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the birds.
Flora, what do they do with the okayana? The okayana.
Okayana, is that kuchki?
Do they make tea out of it?
Jelly?
Medicine, huh?
Medicine, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me some for my throat.
Okayana.
They were like spinach.
They use it for vegetables too.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
When they were young, I guess.
What about those loose tufts from the beach? You know, that kind of like grass, but it's like only about this tall. And it's kind of salty. No, it's more like grass.
They have that little thing in the middle. Or?
It's just like kind of like fat little grass. My mom used to always boil it.
Goose tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like fat.
They taste like spinach.
Ulu.
Kind of little salty.
Yeah.
It's like a tongue.
Just not look to stun up the heart.
Above the beach. Ulu.
That's what Mary said.
I didn't know they ate them until Mrs. Muller came. But they're good.
Where did you pick them?
Along the beach way.
Right in front of the village?
Yeah.
So you can eat them raw or you can cook them?
I remember eating them in car.
And them other ones are called the hadunak. It's them leaves, yeah.
April, do you know the little the plant grows about this high and it has a little green ball on top? I think it's chamomile.
Pineapple weed.
Is that what they call?
Yeah.
They're really, really fragrant.
Really good.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name in
Aleutia.
It's got a Russian-like name.
They call this in
McJong. A
little ball,
little fuzzy one.
It's like almost like chamomile.
Remember they used to. I think they grew on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We used to walk on them and they make a whole bunch of noise on our feet.
What do they? What did we call them? Look like peas on top.
Aramaskak.
What?
Aramaskak.
Mom used to call it's different. Different.
That must be the Russian.
I can't remember exactly.
I know, I used to know it.
We used to eat them all the time.
Adunak
are them. They're like a rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Skinny.
Like wild rhubarb?
Except you ate the leaf too, the whole leaf. Adunak.
Did they call regular rhubarb Adunak too?
No.
In the garden?
Nikolai.
Domesticated.
Regular coffee.
Did you
To each other, it seemed like a long time ago. Yeah.
Because everybody needed each other more.
We depended on each other a lot.
These chairs aren't on the video camera, and he wants to look at you all day. The video camera.
Mary, I didn't live in Old Harbor very long, but I remember, I think it was during Lent, they used to put a whole bunch of clothes in a bag and they exchange clothes.
Yeah. Trade clothes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of it.
That was so much fun.
Just
like us. Talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get this bigger, smaller, then they treat with all the people, the houses, with a big, oh yeah.
Like I remember when
I know.
It's just like the real start again.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I had one pair of brand new shoes. I remember my mom, you know, I couldn't wear them anymore, so she put the new pair of shoes in there and she took something that I needed. I remember that time.
Yeah, they used to trade clothes during Lent only.
Just only during Lent?
Yeah. And I think it was for the...
Is there an Aleutian word for trading?
Aki-jachtut.
Aki-jachtut.
Yeah. And then I guess it was the purpose for if we needed clothes for Easter. It was the purpose for when people needed clothes for Easter. So like, you know, my mom, I remember I had a black pair of shoes that my mom put in or she took from one of the bags. Well, I was pretty young. I don't remember what year that was when I lived in Old Harbor.
And was this only done in Old Harbor?
Huh?
Was it done in Akiak too or just Old Harbor?
I just remembered. I seen it in Old Harbor. That was so much fun.
We didn't have to die away.
Yeah. Sometimes I used to see them, my mom iron clothes. Trade. Mm-hmm. But we used to just trade, huh? But they call it a gijak, huh?
I remember.
I used to hear him say that. I don't remember. But that's how they used to call it.
And move as you want.
It was April.
Can I just 18.
Not only am I perfect, I'm Aleut too.
Where you got that from?
Well, we went around and introduced ourselves. Would you guys like to introduce yourself again? I know, but for the recordings.
This one, Mayor. Me. Bar.
We did us a blanket.
Thank you.
I would take it up.
John, first.
You know, my recollection when my husband and I got married. Well, it's traditional marriage, and it still goes on today. But also, after we had a child, it was a traditional thing to baptize the baby. It was a tradition. And back then, it was, to me, was honorable. And one of the things that I recall is, I think my mom explained to me, pick someone that maybe your husband had a boyfriend or girlfriend, or I had a boyfriend or girlfriend with, to be the godparents. That way you're not going to go back to them and flirt with them again. So I thought that was pretty neat, you know, that that was that the traditional way. And now, you know, I think, you know, keeping our bloodline inside of the village was important, you know, back then. And then I think we lost that pull and hold sometime maybe in the 60s, maybe 50s or 60s. And, you know, I like that tradition, is try to keep our blood in our nation. And I think we've lost that. Yeah, they're called Kumaks then. I don't know what that means.
Kumaks. Godparents. They don't baptize you. Kumaks. You know, like you baptize somebody, you can't. Especially a man and a woman, you can't talk to them. You know, you gotta look away or something.
But you can't look at them.
Question.
I think it also kept relatives like cousins from getting married too. Mm-hmm. It was, it didn't make Kumaks, and then they wouldn't marry her.
Intermarry.
Yeah, they'll tell you don't marry because you're relative, you know, you're related some way.
So that was pretty important, you know, in the villages. But for some reason, you know, it's gone. And even I hardly speak it in my home, but we've talked to our children about that. Yes.
And your godparents were more important than your parents.
Yeah, and our godparents, the godparents were just like the parent.
Did you respect them a little bit more, though, than you did your own parents? Or how did it work?
It was, I guess, what you call linganak. What is that?
Linganak.
Yeah, linganak. It's highly respected, or linganak, highly respected.
Then if you get into trouble, they send you over to them.
Yeah, if you don't listen, But I don't think it's practiced anymore. I don't hear of it.
So were your godparents like did they give you punishments then, or did they, I mean, why did they send them to you if you weren't, why did your parents
you listened to them.
Oh.
The parents, I guess when the parents didn't have that pool, maybe I think that they send them over to the godparents. But I myself am not in agreement today because I'm responsible to my child and I don't want my children to, you know, not respect me. So I don't agree with that now.
But I think they respect their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Just like when I have a birthday, you know, our birthday.
When they didn't listen.
They were born. Meant nothing only when you after you're baptized. That's when you celebrate your. Just like mine, I was born 20th, and my 22nd is St. Nicholas, May 22nd. That's how come they named me Nick, you know, Nicolai.
I always wonder when the names they come about.
Yeah.
What's the name come about?
After
your
you're
named
born,
after
your born.
Your
name, or looking at the nearest
that's
saint
when
name.
When you're baptized.
When they baptize and then they give you the closest saint name.
That became when the Russians came into our nation. That's how that became.
And then when we were growing up, our birthdays, we never celebrated our birthdays, just our namesakes. So that just started not too long ago either.
But to me, I respect that. Because my dad just warned me. About where I was baptized, that would change. Like my grandpa was a reader in church, and they were really. You know. Mary and them, you know, my grandpa, Polycarpus.
Seemed like there was a lot of people in Opdyak a long time ago. What happened to them?
Yeah,
TB
took away.
Yeah,
my mom died 24 years old. TB.
What was her symptoms? Mm-hmm. What was her symptoms?
Coughing.
Okay.
There
was me, Kostya, Paul Alexandrov, and somebody else. We flew. They took us to the sanitarium from Old Harbor. I can't remember the fourth one.
So when did people start leaving Opdyak?
They had moved for, they were moving off after the earthquake day. Opdyak was a big village in 64. There was about 200 some people. And slowly from that point on, and they, like 68, 67, they were jumping around
like
out of there.
But there's
I don't know what,
people
are coming why.
Yeah.
Why
it was kind of hard.
I was
9 years old. 1939. The Opdyak that was even more populated that day.
I think it came around in the 50s.
They left.
He was dying.
The virus that was going on then, I guess, is what caught it.
When did people first start getting the Johnson?
John,
I remember parts of it. Of course, they used to talk to people out of here. Of course,
my dad.
Larry. Larry passed the virus. Larry. There was a big population I knew for all of them in that time.
Yeah.
Where today it's less.
Yeah, for
there were a lot of. From the 60s, starting from the 60s, a lot of alcohol and deaths all the way up. Very seldom we've seen it. Coming out.
Yeah. After the crack came.
Yeah, well, who was too? Thomas and Keith and them. Mm-hmm. All of them. My brother Herman with alcohol.
Did it just come in more frequently then, after the earthquake?
Yeah.
Yeah,
floating canners that brought out alcohol.
After the earthquake.
We started losing some younger people, like in a cannery.
Yeah, in the summer, the workers would bring booze in and sell it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
$10 a pint.
Mm-hmm. But, Shauna, going back to your question on why people start moving out, the factor that I had was my health was deteriorating pretty fast, so I needed to be near a doctor. But I think some people had the same reason for moving, and others I think had, you know, going for jobs, job hunting.
Well,
so,
well, I think one of the things we talked about too is education for our children, and I didn't see any merit on them. Every one of my kids went from kindergarten or first grade all the way up to 12th year. I didn't see any significant factor on their education. I didn't see any. If they went to school in Kodiak, I didn't see. There's only one of my kids now that's going to graduate from college here this spring, one out of six. A lot of my children are carrying on the alcohol and drugs. Maybe half of my five kids are still in
there. Well, actually, you know, that I believe because of the TV and influences, it's in the villages too. It doesn't have to be just in the towns. Granted, our children have carried on what they've seen, and now we're trying to make amends to our children so that they could have healthier families.
And the reason for people that don't have to be near a hospital or a doctor is because in the village it was hard to get in and out of.
Yeah.
You never know what the weather will be next.
Yeah, we had no transportation then, but you know,
mm-hmm.
That's why. You know, I didn't know any place else except Akiak when I went to. I didn't know the outside world at all. I thought I was in the middle of the world. I mean, that's the way we cut side eye with that and remove them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't work them all, we go someplace where it's easier.
Nick and I were just talking about how we've kind of separated through the years. And I think, you know, back then we really needed each other and we just kind of hung on to each other. Now, because of influences, again, we're separating, you know. So, yes, it's a lot different than it was back then.
Because when we're in the villages, you know, somebody needs help, you know, and your dad will tell you, you know, help somebody, always.
Now, when you get help, you got to pay them.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Sad.
Or look in the phone book.
I made
well,
when I first earned my $100.
We didn't know.
Me and the children. 16 or something. I keep counting.
You know, I think this allowance thing for the kids, that's where the kids started wanting to get paid for, you know, having an allowance. We didn't know anything about an allowance.
Well, I always tell my grandkids, I said, if somebody needs help, don't ask for pay, go help them. Yeah. That's how we grew up to be, so they don't. If they give it to you, if you want to take it, take it. If they don't.
Because
you don't
know when you
need help. Yeah. That's what I tell them. Someday you might need help and they'll help you.
They used to say, Kaya hoi, Kaya hoi, Chikan, Chamiko.
I'm busy watching movie.
And I always talk to him how we grew up, you know, helping our elders. So I don't want to be like that. I said, someday you might remember what I'm telling you. You could talk to your kids.
So what, like, do you know some of us do? No,
when you introduced your family a while ago, you mentioned Lee Crossroads. Did you mention that name?
Yes.
There was a man that used to walk. His name was Pete Crossroads. Is that any relation to...
It could have...
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Could be a brother to my great-grandmother.
Him and I were talking about it. We were Peter Pognak. Remember Nick Crasso? Nick Crasso. We used to call him Nick Crasso.
I remember him.
Well, then Pete used to call me.
Yeah, there's a number of families that go back to the Nick Crasso on a fog neck.
Yeah, he was a lighter guy.
Yes.
He was a lighter complected man, you might remember. You know.
Yeah, no, I did. I haven't come across any pictures, and so that's what's more difficult.
A whole lot.
He had a
whole lot.
Did he have
I want you to write a mystery novel.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to Oberon Pete?
Oh, that would be awesome. We talk about him quite a bit.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
Big mystery.
He's a big talk of the towns.
But he was native.
Oh, Pete Nekrasov.
He was native,
Descent,
descent. Russian and Aleutic. I have to find something.
He was known all over the island.
Did you know? Did he know his daughter?
No.
He didn't. What was
His daughter's name? Naida.
Naida?
Yeah, she used to come to Alistair. She was real pretty, too.
He had her daughter?
Yeah.
Naida.
Who was he married to?
She just came from...
She was someplace...
His wife?
It was a big
Nadja. Nida.
Nida, yeah. Can you tell me that, what happened to the aunt? See, you're from England, right? And that came here and kept it and was left where I, where he was. Because, the name of Martha.
Alexandra.
Androvich.
Androvich.
He was there for.
Sister.
In the mission.
Oh, yeah, Martha.
Oh, huh.
Agrippina.
She's still alive. Agrippina.
She's neurotic. Lillian's.
We never knew what happened to him because he knew he was not that bad. And he was walking over land and he cried. He said, he was not a bad place to go away to find a kid. And he made his man hunting cabin. And then I guess that we always think that he had carnage when he went to Arkham and then somebody came up and said, "Oh, he's a before he got to Arkham and David would be buried."
Never found him.
Mary, did you know his wife? Did he have a wife?
No.
No,
I don't remember.
Oh.
You know, but he was a loner all the time. Hiking over, when he retired of life, he couldn't go to a phone now because he can't walk over there. But he gets the cold gas, and when it's time to get the cold gas, his son can come in the boat, or it's going to be able to start it when he has money. He'd make whole bunch of biscuits and tea. He'd take tea and room. And sugar. I guess that's all we lived on. Maybe fish from the creek. He'd make whole bunch of baking powder biscuits. So he was gonna walk over land.
Did he get a rifle? Did he have a rifle in it? No rifle?
No.
No wonder he couldn't
get guns.
He said he didn't need no gun because
could be. How you met your mama.
You must have saw her there some time ago.
Interesting.
Mary, how did they used to call that Arsenti? He used to have a name. I know that Arasamakak was Pete
Ashawak.
And then how did they used to call that Arsenti? And there was another name too for him. He had a different name too.
That's only what I know.
What's that?
Bully Arsenti.
Arasamaka.
Arasamaka
is a
Peter Shawak.
Yeah.
And then Cinephon's dad was called.
The only thing I knew him by name
was
Linasa.
Uncle, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what
the
I wonder.
What was his real name?
I might be able to find the Russian word. Mm-hmm.
Remember Wilfred's dad, who was
the Appa. They called him Appa.
Wilfred's
dad.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
There was a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
And Gamma. There was a lot of
pizza.
One of the questions that we got was to talk today about fairy tales, Aleutic fairy tales or legends or myths. And Sven had brought up a really good one that I've never heard of, but an origin story. Had any of you heard when you were growing up a story about the origin of our people, how we ended up on Kodiak Island?
Were we animals?
I don't know.
Brother and sister sea otter?
What was that?
A brother and sister sea otter?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I still have the question myself.
Is that what you heard?
From that Yule chief and
legend
story.
Then that just might be hers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether she was Sukhtun or Sukhpek or was she Yupik. You say.